Hello, and welcome to another edition of Outside the Box. The ideas are guaranteed to be unique and provocative, whether you agree with them or not. Today's topic is Sticker Shock, Part 1. A couple of decades ago, I would collect what I thought were funny bumper stickers each December and send them out late in the month to my friends. It was as close as I would come to a holiday gift. Since this program is being broadcast on December 25th, and only diehards or people with weird schedules are likely to be up at this hour of the morning, you get this year's holiday gift. You may be offended by some of these stickers, but all I can do is apologize ahead of time. Don't forget, these are bumper stickers, so you'll have to imagine them on something. Reading them out loud is not quite the same as seeing them in print. I have arranged them in categories. This week I'll read some collected at the Common Ground Country Fair and politically progressive events. Next week, less message and more humor. Here goes. First category, politics. If fascism comes to America, it will come wrapped in a flag and carrying a cross. Never hunt with a dick. Vote Republican. The others don't count anyway. The only Bush I trust is my own. America needs a second party. Democrats think the glass is half full. Republicans think the glass is theirs. My country invaded Iraq, and all I got was this expensive gas. Bipartisanship. I'll hug your elephant if you kiss my donkey. Don't believe anything until it is officially denied. Liberals treat dogs like people. Conservatives treat people like dogs. Never thought I'd miss Nixon. Yeehaw is not a foreign policy. Politicians and diapers need to be changed, often for the same reasons. And last, no, you can't have my rights. I'm still using them. Food. There is no mad tofu disease. Vegetarians do it with relish, but wear a condiment. A waste is a terrible thing to mind. And a rind is a terrible thing to waste, compost. The economy and work. In the rat race, the rats always win. Never have so few taken so much from so many for so long. Unions, the folks that brought you the weekend. If you think the system is working, ask someone who isn't. Bosses beware, when we're screwed, we multiply. P for enjoyment, not for employment. We'll work when the jobs come back from India. And we'll be president for food. Environment. At least the war on the environment is going well. Mallwart, your source for cheap plastic crap. The best things in life aren't things. Nice perfume. Must you marinate in it? This car climbed Mount Katahdin. Mend your foolish ways. The American dream of owning a car and a house used to mean two separate things. And finally, suburbia, where they tear out the trees and then name streets after them. Gender and sexuality. May the fetus you save grow up to be gay and proud. I don't mind straight people as long as they act gay in public. Men who change diapers change the world. Women who seek to be equal with men lack ambition. If you feel attacked by feminism, It's probably a counterattack. Keep your rosaries off my ovaries. And an erection is not considered personal growth. Religion. I found Jesus. He was behind the sofa the whole time. Last time we mixed religion and politics, people got burned at the stake. Krishna saves. Militant agnostic. I don't know and you don't either. I'm against the death penalty. Look what happened to Jesus. And where are we going? And why am I in this handbasket? Health. Our national health plan. Don't get sick. They aren't hot flashes. They're power surges. I'm still a hot babe, but now it comes in flashes. And I'm schizophrenic, and so am I. Education. Invest in weapons of mass instruction. Artificial intelligence is no match for natural stupidity. It's too bad that the people who really know how to run this country are busy teaching school. And if you think education is expensive, try ignorance. And last, some miscellaneous ones. If evolution is outlawed, only outlaws will evolve. Slower minds keep right. What if the hokey pokey is what it's all about? Better a bleeding heart than none at all. 40% of all statistics are wrong. Just say no to negativity. And finally, you nonconformists are all alike. If you want to comment on the tastelessness of these stickers, send an email to news@weru.org with Outside the Box in the subject line, or call 469-6600. I'm Larry Danziger, and here's wishing you great success today in thinking outside the box.